strategies and all the capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams and all the possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're gonna sit around. We're gonna get into your business. Get into your business. Get into your business.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we sit down with Troy Tetzloff, CEO at Fan360. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about.
Get it to your business.
Should you be on every social media platform? It's an interesting question, and we have some thoughts. There are a ton of social media platforms out there besides the ones that we all know and love, or know and hate. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, you know all those, and you may have accounts already on most of them. But there are also a million new ones in development all the time. That way, you know, once I discover and start using it, my daughter can leave the platform because now it's lame. For your business, we want to protect your brand. So if you see some up-and-coming social media sites or even some of the giant ones, make sure you have an account on there that protects your brand name. But that doesn't mean you need to be active and ever put any content out there. Small businesses don't have the luxury of being everywhere. That takes time. That takes money. Even with platforms that publish across multiple social media sites at the same time, it's a lot of time and attention to be there and know what people are saying about you and, you know, to you. So just don't. Pick the ones where your customers are right now. Those are the ones you should be paying attention to. When your ongoing customer survey work tells you that there's a new one on the horizon that your customers are actually using, start to be there if it makes sense for your business. But don't feel bad if you leave the others behind. Prioritize your marketing and focus on being where your audience is. And that's our tip for today.
Get into your business.
Welcome back to the show. I am here with Troy Tetzloff. He is the CEO of Fan360. Troy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Well, the pleasure's all on this side of the table, really. Tell us about Fan360. What is Fan360? Give us an overview.
No, what is Fan360? You know, our tagline is data-fueled, results-driven. Mm-hmm. So we're mainly a data analytics company with mm-hmm. data at the center. We help our clients in sports or live entertainment or venue management really understand their fans, their members, their patrons, and then help optimize things for their business. Mm-hmm. Ticket sales, digital marketing. We offer many products, email, texting, mobile app, to help them accomplish their goals, but be more targeted, segmented for better results.
Oh, you know, in targeting and segmenting, you're speaking our language.
I like that.
We do like the targeting and the segmenting here. Well, let's dive into some of the insights that you give clients, because you're using real-time modeling and machine learning to give clients things like lead scoring and recency, frequency, monetary analysis, which is amazing, and to help understand the likelihood of renewing tickets. Tell us what you've been able to do for clients.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really varies a lot by client. Mm-hmm. Some are very digital marketing focused. So it's fan base growth. It's engagement with the mobile app, mm-hmm. you know, and increasing those rates day over day. And then, because we think it's 365 days, you should be on your mobile app, not just during the season.
Oh, well, of course. Right? If you're a real fan.
Real diehard fan.
If you're a real fan.
So when we have categories for the real diehard fan, of course. You know, 4x ROI for University of Kansas when mm-hmm. they started using our solutions. So that was a really good result. We'll do things very targeted as well. As an example, one of our clients was having trouble selling some tickets for a home game mm-hmm. against an opponent. It was near Veterans Day.
Oh, wow.
So they decided to use our information around likely veteran mm-hmm. or active duty to help give them ticketing offers.
Right? Oh, outstanding.
At the same time, they used our last-minute ticket buyer algorithm. So mm-hmm. we look at different factors of fans to help predict, are they a last-minute ticket buyer, right? Oh. So distance to venue, things like that. Are they engaged with the brand? And, you know, help them increase their ticketed sales with basically two email campaigns for $80,000.
Wow.
And that was, you know, things that we could accumulate for the team mm-hmm. to make it so much more efficient for them. So that's just, you know, one of those examples where if you can get the information organized in a way, mm-hmm. have it presented for better decision-making, and also just to be a lot more efficient.
Right, right. Well, I can assume that, like, the organization size has a lot to do with that. Like, KU Athletics is huge, and, right. and you know, we're talking about big numbers of ticket sales, and you've got a good staff of people there to help support that.
Correct.
But if you have a one-person ticket shop, they can't possibly come up with, you know, a plan to deal with this kind of data and in an actionable way. But you've been able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for instance, one of our clients is United Soccer League, mm-hmm. and we work with the league and also individual clubs throughout the United States. And one of the clubs just used a ticketing promotion, mobile-only offer for merchandise sales. Mm-hmm. And they saw a spike of $3,000 in one day for the merchandise sales. Now, at the same time, that's a nice number for them.
Sure, sure.
Right? But at the same time, they were targeting people who were active mobile users who had mm-hmm. bought in the past, give them offers, and you get those kind of results.
Oh, it's just activating their fan base because you know the data, you have access to the data, and you've built an infrastructure around
Correct.
It. That's amazing. Special Olympics is a new client that you just picked up as well. Special Olympics of Kansas.
That's correct.
We're friends of ours at EAG as well. Tell me about that, because they don't have a ticketed price for that. So right. they don't really know who's in the stand or what's going on around that.
Exactly. When we initially had conversations with Special Olympics Kansas, it was very exciting to hear about their goals as an organization, mm-hmm. the outreach, the connectedness, and as you bring up, better identifying who's at their event, right? Is it athlete? Is it volunteers? Okay. So they're using our mobile app that we worked with them on, and functionality within it, just a membership card. So now you can scan a membership card as you enter the venue, as you come in to volunteer, and now they know exactly who's there, who showed up. They can keep a history of it. They can do better outreach as far as, like, you know, volunteers that have volunteered two or more times, have a better interaction with them, have a better experience, let alone their athletes, right? And understanding what athletes are highly engaged, showing up to multiple events, all those types of things. And then even goes to the parents, right? And their friends and family. So yeah, it's a pretty exciting partnership. We just, you know, got started earlier this year, and we're really looking forward to how we can leverage that at their events going forward.
Well, when you bring on clients like KU Athletics and Special Olympics kind of at the same time, that says a lot of the product itself, but also, you know, kind of the I'll transition this into the work hard, play hard piece, because I know growth has had you hiring on a fairly regular basis.
Right.
I look at your Facebook feed and I see that those great work hard, play hard moments, like the skee ball tournament or ping pong tournaments at an arcade or desk decorating contest. It speaks to culture, and we of course love hearing about the intentional building of culture. What is that culture you're creating at Fan 360?
Yeah, you know, it's culture isn't an interesting word because there's so many facets to it. But just kind of the work hard, play hard. At least for me, you know, my job's kind of to get out of the way, to set a direction. Like, what are the types of things that I think we should do as a team? Mm-hmm. Set the budget. Have our associates form a team themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Help them come up with ideas, you know, and then what we've been doing is having voting on those events. And I think a big thing is doing something different mm-hmm. and that appeals to our associates and is often a surprise, right? So, you know, we have an event coming up actually in a couple weeks. Yeah. And where, you know, we'll get together at Updown just after company meeting, mm-hmm. you know, in the morning, and then we'll go have some fun, play some games, play some skee ball. But I also think it comes down to a little bit of a surprise too.
Oh yeah.
One time last summer, and it just happened to be 98 degrees, just like yesterday.
just like it is around here right
yes.
now.
And we had an ice cream truck come in after a meeting, and people didn't expect it. You know, it was like there were little kids again going up and getting their favorite, you know, drumstick.
Yeah.
But that was something that I think helps build our culture.
Yeah.
And then it's the, you know, the behaviors. Mm-hmm. And you have to model behaviors. We believe really big in empowerment and bringing on great people. Setting a direction, but then getting out of the way. Let the associates help develop that culture as well. And I think we got a really open, relaxed work, you know, hybrid policy, work from home on a couple of days a week is really helps as well.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, give our associates the flexibility, but then they pay us back with the hard work, you know, as part of it.
Man, this sounds like everything that is ideal. Everything, surprise and delight is a great way to go, whether you're talking about your Facebook followers or employees.
Right.
Well done. What is next for Fan360? Where do you go from here?
Yeah. So, you know, I think what we've seen with our company as far as our clients, we've been focusing more on live entertainment venues. Mm-hmm. So I think, one of our big clients are Nederlander Theaters, I can mention them. So there are live theaters throughout the West Coast, mm-hmm. throughout the United States. They use our mobile app to help better understand their fans and digitally market. I think you'll see us start to push more into the entertainment space mm-hmm. because the problems are still there, just like a University of Kansas football game. Who's in my venue? Those are the same questions they're asking. How do I grow my base to go to come to my events? Mm-hmm. So I think we'll push more into that area. And then I think we're always looking for the next kind of innovation to help our clients plan things, right? So instead of focusing on how do I optimize ticket sales for one game, mm-hmm. could be what are the 10 strategies I need to use to optimize ticket sales for my whole season?
Oh.
And using data and trends to help mm-hmm. predict and give ideas.
Predictive,
right?
Yeah,
instead of just starting with zero. Right.
Absolutely.
So we're really looking forward to kind of innovating in that regard from a product perspective. And I think that's going to help us, you know, position ourselves differently of really helping our clients plan, execute things mm-hmm. With data at the base.
Outstanding. That's everything I've wanted to know about Fan360. I think it's time to go into the lightning round that we can figure out more about you and what drives you and sure. all of that kind of stuff. Are you ready for that?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. You have no way to know anything that we might possibly talk about in this one. And I'll start out with, you are a former chemist.
Yes.
A master's degree in organic photochemistry.
Yes.
What should the rest of us know about photochemistry that we don't already know?
That is a very interesting question. Chemistry, you know, is everywhere we look, right? Mm-hmm. And I think instead of giving the chemistry TED talk, what I will do, because the viewership may go down.
I'm
going to
do
that
a 10-minute photochemistry set here.
But, I can talk about like how I used my skills from being a chemist mm-hmm. in everyday at work and in life, you know, and I think what drew me to become a chemist was the problem solving aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
helping fix things, experimenting, like, let's try this. Right. But having a reason and a thought behind it,
gotcha.
Coming up with a plan. And I think I brought that to my business career. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I use every day at Fan360. Right. It's we shouldn't wait for everything to be perfect, but let's have a plan and a thought.
Oh,
right?
Outstanding. Yeah.
And then let's experiment and then let's look at the results and adjust. You know?
Yeah, because you were a research scientist at
I was.
Little startups like Pfizer and Procter and Gamble.
Yeah, small
like
companies.
That. Were you
yes.
working on anything exciting for that? There was one guy that we came across who, you know, invented Tide Pods basically.
Oh,
and you just
wow.
go, whoa, hey, you've done some things. What were you working on anything exciting at
so,
those places?
So there's a couple big projects I was on. One was helping make Xalatan, which was a glaucoma medication at the time. It was a $1 billion
okay.
drug at the time. But what was interesting is the dosage was so small, you made it only once every 18 months.
Oh, wow.
So we are responsible for making, you know, that one
basically
time.
Basically the same
so,
product.
So to be mixing yeah. something up in a big vat and know it's worth $1 billion, you know, was kind of stressful. But then, you know, also is optimizing a lot of processes to make drugs you're probably aware of, allergy medications like Flonase, things like that. So it was a really great time in my career. I learned a lot, but also I think it strengthened my understanding of what I wanted to do in the future.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's kind of a career lesson for anyone, right?
Sure.
You can, you know, how do you use your skills to then push yourself forward?
Yeah. How does this lead you to that?
Yeah.
And I'll come back to Fan360 for a second. What is your sport? Do you have a sport?
I love to golf.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know that I'm a great golfer, but I love to golf. And then my secondary one is baseball. I love the Royals, and I love that sport.
Gotcha. A good low handicap kind of golf, or just like a weekend warrior kind of golf?
You know, I'm a single-digit handicapper that sometimes can get around there, and other days it's like I never golfed before.
I see you. What is your favorite social media platform?
Favorite social media platform, I think, is Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit more visual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also like kind of the fact of being able to see aspects of a brand or a person, not just in the words, but kind of what they portray through pictures and their vision.
Oh, outstanding. I know there's a connection to soccer through the company founder, Cliff Illig. Kansas City is going to host a few early round World Cup games in a couple of years. First, soccer, yes or no? Are you a fan? You follow or don't follow?
I definitely am a fan. I follow. Okay. Second quick answer is no, I don't have a line on tickets. Just in case you're wondering.
That's appropriate. It's appropriate. Thanks for heading that one off. I do appreciate that. You know, given the kind of world that you live in, at Fan 360 and kind of understanding crowds and the way things work, what is Kansas City in for? Do you have any kind of prediction about what happens when we host some World Cup games coming up?
Boy, that's a really large question. I think, it's going to be so exciting for the metro area. Mm-hmm. It's going to put us on the map like we've never thought before, mm-hmm. because now we're going to be on a world stage.
Yes.
And also the hosting training sites whatever teams get selected, I think is going to be so influential for the future of Kansas City as well. And putting our best foot forward as a region, mm-hmm. is going to be an amazing, I think, an amazing point for us to build on as a metro going in the next decade. And that's what I'm most excited about. We're going to have so much activity from a fan activity in Kansas City around the metro. Is, you know, there won't be a person that won't be touched by the World Cup.
Absolutely.
When we host it.
Yeah.
Here.
The last time when we hosted the World Cup in 1994, I lived in Chicago for about 3 weeks during that summer, where I just lived there. That was where I went, and at an extended stay hotel place. And everything's crowded, right? But Chicago deals with that. For me, it was the pickup games of soccer, where you just go to a random field and there are just a million different people out there who don't know each other, and somebody's got a ball. And you go, all right, let's, you guys and us, and here we go.
The
let's
common
make this happen.
Game,
it's
right?
It is, it's, the, you didn't, nobody spoke the same language. You just go crazy and have a great time. So
that's very cool.
Should be fun. Should be fun. When you think back to the path that got you to this point, was there a teacher or coach or mentor who gave you some business or life advice that you've really taken to heart and you remember all the time?
Yeah, no, I've been very fortunate throughout my their education and career to have great mentors. Mm-hmm. And I think what was always amazing to me looking back on it was the greatest mentors are like right place, right time for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? To give you certain guidance. I can remember it was kind of my transition from being a chemist into the business world. Mm-hmm. And my boss was always also my mentor. And he reflected to me, Troy, you have great ideas, but you're not talking enough. You're not bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Be more assertive in a professional way because people need to hear your ideas.
Oh,
right?
Outstanding.
And it was one of those things that, was a great step forward for me because I could think through, I'm going to come up with a great plan. But it's if you don't share it, people don't know, right? It's this very common sense thing. But being a new person in business, mm-hmm. Having to kind of earn your stripes. But at the same time, right, if you don't communicate, I always say, if you don't communicate to your boss what you want, how are you ever going to get it? And I think that's, something that I learned from that. And also, then focused on, hey, is this the time where I can help and bring ideas up and discuss it? And I think it just pushed me in a different direction, right?
That is great life advice.
Yeah. So that really helped me in my career and kind of helped me with that transition.
Oh, outstanding life advice. Yeah, that is, you should follow that all the time. That's
right.
And right advice, right time. And it's given us little things like Flonase, which I'm probably on right now. So thank you. very much for that. Troy Tetzloff, I am taking you out of the lightning round. Well done. You've survived that.
Thank you so much. It was touch and go, but
there's nothing to it. Nothing to it at all. Let's see. Tell everybody where they can learn more about Fan 360 and you, and where would you send people?
Yeah, so we're all on the socials. It's Fan 360, one word, all spelled out. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and also our website, www.fan360.com. Just been upgraded, and it's a really good experience, and I think you'll be able to quickly learn what we're all about.
Perfect. Troy Tetzloff, CEO at Fan 360, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It was a lot of fun.
And that is our show. Thanks so much to our guest, Troy Tetzloff, and thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about strategies and all the capabilities, building all your hopes, dreams, and all the possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on.